I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. I am so happy to be recording from here in Redondo Beach, California. No matter where my travels take me around the world, Redondo Beach is always a home for me, and I'm so blessed and thankful and privileged to be recording back by the ocean side. It's 5 a.m. I don't know whether I'm coming or going, waking or sleeping. Jet lag is still here, but what's bigger than even that is the joy in my heart. The joy that's come from spending so much recent time with my beloved nephew, Makoa, and my wonderful sister, Rosa, my friends and family here, new friends that I've made in various encounters, including going to get one of my pieces of luggage repaired at Tumi, which just the best team ever is here locally at a store. And I'm just so thankful for all of the wonderful beings that I continue to meet. The creative energy in California is just special. It's beautiful. And what I am inspired to share today is just a message about the power of joy. The power of joy. And joy has the ability to make the difficult easy. It has the ability to turn challenges into adventures. When you are able to look at the world through the lens of joy, as sort of what comes to mind is the rose-colored glasses. When you are able to view everything through that spectrum, through the light of joy and love, life just takes on a different feeling, a different energy, and that energy is really love. So if you can find a way to love what you're doing, whatever it is, a simple task from washing the dishes to taking a walk, find joy in each movement, in each step. Feel the suds and the warm water or the warm sun. Just be very, very present. Enjoy the experience, whatever it is, and you'll find that the time, it just passes. You know, time is such a relative concept anyway. In truth, it doesn't exist, but that is most seen when you are in joy because the hours fly by. Hours seem like minutes. This is the power of joy. And when you share your own joy, somehow it multiplies exponentially. When you are moving in joy, working with joy, somehow that energy becomes contagious. Now, some beings might repel it, but generally you find that your reflection is magnified. That joy starts to become doubled and tripled when it's shared. This is our incredible opportunity, the way that we can move through life and almost not touch the ground. You know, you're just floating. This movement of joy is such a blessing. And I was thinking to share some wisdom from Sri Neem Karoli Baba about joy. But what's really funny is that when I was skimming through one of his books, he actually said he loves sorrow. And that reading that kind of made me joyous. Like, how beautiful. He said he loves sorrow because it brings him closer to God. So I thought I'd share that perspective as well. We often seek to feel joy all of the time, but in this phenomenal reality, we know things are always changing. You always have ebbs and flows, peaks and valleys, in every experience, in every day, and even from moment to moment. And so if you can find this feeling, even in the times of sorrow, and recognize your closeness to God, your closeness to the divine, to the universe, to that which is seemingly beyond the body, you find that you cling to something greater in times of need. And that closeness is also a gift. And so if you can appreciate and enjoy the moments of joy, you find that you're floating. And then in times of sorrow, if you can recognize that it is bringing you closer to the God Self, the Buddha nature, the universe, that closeness is the greatest source of strength. It is an opportunity to release the body-mind, the ego, and embrace the greater. And in embracing the greater, what happens is those lower energies fall off. And when you are imagining, perhaps as I am in this moment, embracing the divine, embracing God, not as a being, but as this energy of love, this blanket of love, that in itself is a joy. It's the highest joy. Because for me, God is love. Love is God. And so when you cling to that vibration of love, the result can only be joy. That clinging to this higher vibration of love dispels sorrow. If you focus all of your energy on imagining, embracing this divine love and energy, how could there be room for sorrow? I recently shared a picture with my nephew, and it often happens, I don't know why, but I'll be walking with him down the street, holding his hand, you know, and then when we reach the sidewalk, I'll just flip him upside down. And today, my sister Rosa so beautifully captured a picture of that moment of me holding him upside down. And right now he's snaggletooth. His two front teeth are just growing back in. It's the cutest thing. Adorable smile. And just his joy in that image just radiates. I feel it just looking at the photo, just the love that I'm so thankful to share with my beloved nephew, and that happiness that comes from that unexpected, you know, upside down turn from his auntie is the same way that I think of this embrace with God, with the divine. When we allow ourselves to be held and flipped upside down and find the joy in that, the adventure, the freedom, the bliss, we are completely present. We are focused only on that fun, that joy. Nothing else matters. All of our worries, fears, concerns, and doubts evaporate. This is our opportunity in every moment to release, to embrace the joy, to see the beauty of every moment, every encounter. Take your joy with you, and you'll find that it follows you as well. It presents you, it embraces you, and it trails after you. This joy just is love. It's the highest vibration. And even those who may not be in the space to fully receive that joy are still affected by it. Maintain your high vibration, and even if the individual seems to be low vibrational, somehow that joy that you have shared has lifted even a low vibration. Maybe imperceptible, but there's something that is felt by that positivity, that energy, that joy. And if you can allow that to lead you and guide you, somehow you will find that your way is paved. The journey will be beautiful. The adventure will be joyous. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here, for sharing in this podcast, for letting me know when I meet you around the world that you listen to this podcast. It's the most mind-blowing, amazing thing. And I truly appreciate you. I love this opportunity to share. I wish you love and joy always. Namaste.